Welcome to the Boots on the Ground podcast, presented by The Mission Continues, sparking conversations with veterans and organizations who are working to address the critical issues and challenges affecting veterans, our families, and communities in need nationwide. And now, here's your host, Matthew Perkey.
My name is Matthew Perkey, Vice President of Regional Operations and proud Marine Corps veteran. On today's episode, I'm having a conversation with Kyle Houseman-Stokes, an award-winning director, writer, and former U.S. Army paratrooper. As a paratrooper, PFC Houseman filmed his unit's monthly airborne jumps and tank maneuvers, then edited the footage into emotional, action-packed videos. While leading convoys in Iraq, Staff Sergeant Houseman strapped primitive GoPros in his troopers' helmets and his platoon's Humvees, determined to tell the soldier stories. Following the military, Kyle studied Spanish cinema in Madrid, attended the U.S. School of Cinematic Arts, started a production company, and co-founded the renowned nonprofit organization Veterans in Media and Entertainment. Since graduating from film school in 2010, Kyle has worked exclusively as a director, helming commercials, campaigns, and streaming series all over the U.S. and in faraway places such as Russia, Vietnam, Japan, Israel, Cuba, and Colombia. So Kyle, let's go ahead and get started. So reflecting on your time in the service, was there a turning point that you felt inspired to tell the story of veterans?
I've always been a filmmaker. I think prior to joining the military, I think, not to call myself an artist, but I think similar to those people who are artists, you kind of just are that way, it seems. And so I was always doing film in high school, you know, skate videos, tennis video, class graduation video. So when I joined the military and I ended up in this airborne unit, it was so damn cinematic, you know, it was so cinematic. And so I had a crappy, you know, Hi-8 camcorder with me the whole time, just filming stuff. And when I would be out there filming these airborne operations, like on the low, because you're not allowed to do that, you know, tank maneuvers, things like this. And I cut it into these silly videos. And this is before, I want to say before YouTube, this was 2001. And I would put it on VHS tapes, and it was just for me and my buddies. We're in the barracks, we're a bunch of knuckleheads, you know, but then it almost like went viral in like the very lo-fi way, where like the VHS tape got passed from one room to the next, and eventually made it to the NCOs. And now the officers in like headquarters company are asking me for copies. And so flash forward, I don't know, maybe 6 months. And now I have my whole barracks room is filled with VHS tapes. And I'm staying up all night making these VHS sleeves and come up with graphics, and it just really kind of snowballed from there in the best way possible. Man, I mean, us as military folks, I don't want to say soldiers because I'm with a Marine here. Us soldiers and Marines, you know, yeah, we have a big story to tell, and we don't really often get a chance to see it other than in the typical Hollywood ways. We definitely don't get a chance to see it from the inside, at least not back then.
So what kind of a service to veterans, Kyle, do you feel that storytelling provides?
Maybe just with understanding, really. I feel like we're so misunderstood within the culture, within society. People kind of know, but they don't. You know, there's the films about, there's the Saving Private Ryans. There's like the big movies that everybody watched. There was this organization years ago called Got Your Six. I think you guys obviously were, Mission Continues was involved as well. And a big takeaway, I thought they did a good job of talking about the spectrum of how veterans, how our stories are portrayed. You know, we're either the glorified hero kicking down doors, American sniper, glory, glory, America, things like this, man to your left and right. And there's the other end of the spectrum where we're broken and we're kind of a liability to society, the born on the 4th of July. And there's just not much in the middle. What I've set out to do in my career and what that Got Your Six and just a lot of us veterans, we're just trying to like fill in the middle parts. And I feel like storytelling, the way that it does a service to veterans is by doing that, is by showing people that we're no different than the people that you like, your neighbors or your friends. But really, I think it normalizes us, you know, and I think really, honestly, man, I think it helps with our catharsis, whether you served in combat or not. Coming back into society after the military is a huge transition. Some of us are more willing to acknowledge it than others. That's what storytelling can do. Poetry, writing a book, a film, anything where you're telling a military soldier, maybe this person just happens to be a soldier. This is a story about something else. They happen to be a veteran. It's who they are, but it's not all they are. That's maybe like the next generation of films that we hope to put out about military veterans will be that.
Do you see the storytelling as therapeutic for most veterans or re-traumatizing? What's your take on that?
to each their own. I mean, I'm not a believer in any rule, kind of generalization for anything in life, all things in moderation. But yeah, man, I would say to each their own, but I will say this, I've been working in the veteran mental health film intersection for like 15 years now. Like as soon as I got out of film school, started doing stuff for the VA right away, lots of PSAs, mental health, suicide, homelessness, military sexual assault, all that stuff. And I have been fortunate to talk to a ton of veterans, like a ton in literally every state in this country. I did this huge campaign called MakeTheConnection.net, which if folks don't know it, you should definitely check it out. MakeTheConnection.net. It's a secret VA website, but we got rid of the VA because we know that a lot of us veterans don't want to go if it says VA.gov. It's great, man. We talked to, there's thousands of videos of veterans just opening up and talking about their story, their trauma, how they got over it. And so based on that, I would say that in general, I do think we should talk about it.
As a veteran, do you feel an added amount of pressure on you telling a veteran story as a veteran?
That's a great question. That's a great question. But yeah, I do feel a pressure to kind of be more accurate. I mean, when you're on a film set, especially for people that haven't been on one before, there's about a million details flying around left and right. You do your best as the director to kind of control it. So yeah, there's been some things that slip past me. I'm in the edit bay. I'm like, oh my God, how could this be wrong? Like, here's what I would say about that though. Film, TV, whatever. It's art. It is a painting. It is not a photograph. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch a documentary about the military, great. That's going to be accurate because it's totally real. If you want to watch a short film or a feature film, it's an interpretation of reality. I mean, just like surgeons, emergency room doctors watching ER or some courtroom drama, of course it's heightened. Of course it's a little bit, there's some creative license involved there. So I do feel that, but never to the point where I'm going to, I think, ultimately sacrifice what's going to make it a good story and entertaining. Because at the end of the day, I actually feel like that's the biggest disservice we can do to our fellow veterans is to make crap, to make something that's just like overly melodramatic or overly cliche, or just, it's not going to be interesting to viewers. I would rather have somebody's patch be an eighth of an inch in the wrong direction, but it's a good story that's totally engaging. And it tells a story that you didn't see a veteran in that way before versus something that's like perfectly technically accurate. But at the end of the day, if you get most of this stuff right and you did a good job and people like it, I think that's mission accomplished.
So Kyle, you mentioned your films, Merit Zoe. If this is the Mission Continues podcast. So if you're listening to this podcast, you've heard of Merit Zoe because everyone in the organization, everyone around the organization has watched it multiple times, loves it, feels the impact. But Kyle, for those that have not, tell us about it. What was the basis of the film? Where did the creative side come from?
So the short film, Merit and Zoe, ultimately was inspired by me losing a few of my soldiers, not in combat, but to suicide. And I know a lot of veterans can relate to that. They either know someone, you know, one degree of separation. It's not that hard to find. So one of my best soldiers, his name was Ramirez Jimenez. Man, he was one of these great soldiers, like downrange, like outside the wire, kind of a terrible soldier on garrison. You know how those ones are, but would always have your back, would always do what was needed. And just like the happiest go lucky guy. And just literally the last person I would have ever expected of our whole platoon, you know, to lose his battle with suicide. So kind of coming back to what I was talking about earlier is trying to find a way to tell that story, but to do it in a way that would be accessible to the viewers, because I don't know, I've been doing this for about 15 years now. I'd like to think that I've seen just about all of the military veteran stuff out there. If it's out there, I'm watching it. I go to film festivals all year. I see all the short films. I've seen them all. And yeah, you're going to talk about PTSD. Oh, so here's a film about soldiers or veterans. What's like the knee-jerk reaction? Here we go. Another PTSD story. What are they going to do? A flashback here, flashback there, fireworks, like all the cliches, you can just check them off. And the viewer kind of knows what they're getting themselves into. And I just didn't want to do something like that. I wanted to find a way to tell something that was entertaining. Like we go to film, we go to movies and we go to watch TV shows to be entertained, to have some escapism. So I was like, how can I take this bad thing? I mean, it's bad, you know, suicide sucks for everybody. I mean, just really hard. But how could I potentially make that into something, I don't want to say positive, but maybe just more productive to help other people. And so that was really the genesis for Merritt and Zoe. And it's like, let's do a dark comedy. Let's show how the friendships you make in the military, man, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. You know, you're smashed together with these people from totally different backgrounds, and you just become just thick as thieves in these weird situations, these weird duties that you have. And I think that will make the ultimate reveal of this film that much more powerful. I worked with a non-veteran writer, again, because I really wanted to make sure that it resonated. And yeah, man, that was the impetus of the film. And, you know, kind of fast forward to now, and we're getting ready to do the feature film version, which is called My Dead Friend Zoe, which is going to reach an even bigger audience. And I'm just very excited.
What has the veteran population feedback been like regarding the short film?
It's been so good, man. It's been so good. And like, if you're one that believes in the afterlife, whatever, like for Ramirez and Ventura and Anderson, and just for some of my guys, like, I know they're looking down and smiling because yes. it's been so good, man. And after every screening, so many people come up. They have so many nice things to say. Same as you, Matt. Like, just that it resonated or it touched them in this way or that. And especially for with women veterans too. I mean, yeah. to your president, you know, Mary Beth's point. She says it's one of the, in her words, one of the more accurate portrayals of women veterans that she's seen on screen, which is just such a huge compliment. That was like an early decision for me that I really wanted to portray women soldiers and veterans in this case. So many women veterans have just had such nice things to say about feeling seen. I've worked with so many female veterans in the crafting of the script. I think four different women veterans from the Army, one from the Marines, just to kind of make sure that it felt authentic and accurate. So it's just been really cool, man. It's been really cool. Another one of our impact partners, Every Town for Gun Safety, they've been doing these online digital virtual screenings. We just did a big one. We had a big Zoom kind of thing afterwards. And there was, I don't know, 100 people there. We did a Q&A, and all the veterans in the chat, people were sounding off about, you know, branch, you know, where they served, when they got out, saying the names of the people that they had, their good friends or people they had lost. And just, it's cool, man. It really feels like some kind of fire, you know, that's caught. And making the film, it actually forced me to start saying their names a lot, to start telling the story to my cinematographer, to the costume designer, to you know, Haskiri Velasquez, who plays Zoe, and Morgan Dixon, who plays, they want to know the true story, you know, and they're leaning in, and that's, they vibe off of that. And then it just became more commonplace to feel easier to talk about it. Kind of like what I was saying earlier, man, like you got to just, I don't want to say you got to get over it, but you know what I mean, in a sense. Yeah. Like, you got to just start saying it. And then, so I start talking about it. And as I'm saying it on the Zoom session, the chat starts to blow up and everybody starts typing Ramirez, Ramirez, Ramirez. And they just all started typing it. And it was just so touching. It was so touching. And
wow.
Yeah. You know what they say? It's like you die twice, you know, the day that you die and then the day that the last time someone says your name. So it's just so cool that with this film that, you know, specifically for RJ and Ventura, that like their names are always going to be up there in the credits. And yeah, as long as people are still willing to hear me talk about it, I'm going to keep saying it. And it's cool that you do that too. So I think that's a good lesson for all of us, man. Just like to say the names, you know? Yeah.
So to switch gears a little bit, why did you feel that partnering with The Mission Continues as an impact partner on this film was a good fit?
I mean, because you're the best, because Mission Continues is the best. I mean, hard stop. It really is just purpose, man. It's freaking purpose. And like, that's what you guys do. The Mission Continues gets it. Like, it's purpose. You need, don't give a veteran a handout. We don't need your charity. We don't want it. Give us a freaking mission. Give us a purpose. And so it was just a no-brainer. And look, for any filmmakers out there who might be listening, it's such a hard industry to break into. It's incredibly competitive. There's no one way to do it. But one way that we all try is to make a short film, hoping that like somebody will see it and give us money to do the feature. And it just rarely happens, if ever. This might be like a little PSA to say to people, like, if you have some extra money and you're not sure about spending it, like if you're chasing the same crazy dream that I am, just do it. I mean, that's what I came to. Like, we're all going to die. No one's going to remember us. You know, do you want to have money in your bank account when you're dead? Like, I finally decided to kind of just go for it. And we like put a little extra money in to make a film and a little extra more money to do a screening.
So Kyle, the mission continues. We'll continue to sing your praises and bring people to your content because it's relatable and impactful to everybody who we are also trying to impact. So thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, man.
All right, Kyle, thank you so much for your time today and being here with us. Continue the mission.
Thank you for having me, Matthew. Charlie, Mike.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We are The Mission Continues. We invest in veterans and under-resourced communities, developing new skill sets and equipping a growing veteran volunteer movement with the tools to drive positive change. To find more resources and to get involved, visit us at missioncontinues.org. See you on the next episode of the Boots on the Ground podcast, presented by The Mission Continues. Charlie, Mike, continue the mission.